The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom, freedom and the soul of the USA.
Tuesday. I'm listening to music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, September 6, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Forgive us all. Evidently, there's some sort of technical difficulties going on, which we're trying to eradicate, if you will. But anyway, getting back to this, the title for this evening's broadcast, folks: What They Have in Store, Hints of Civil War. If that happens, folks, our existence, provided we survive, the result will be a world worse than depicted in George Orwell's book, 1984. Excuse me. Plan of regime change was manifested by retired Clark in his book, referring to seven Mideastern countries administration. Wesley Clark used a quote by Abraham Maslow, which in essence stated, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. The plan internationally at that time was regime change in seven countries. They devastated Iraq and war in Lebanon and Syria. They occupied Afghanistan for 20 years, a country, by the way, not mentioned by Wesley Clark, and then abruptly left on orders from the Biden regime, stranding Americans behind enemy lines to be tortured and killed. First time in history this country has allowed that to happen, by the way. That was then. the lies surrounding 9/11, the Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction lie, the yellow cake uranium lie, we all remember that, Muammar Gaddafi killing his own people lie, the Bashar al-Assad gassing his own people lie, the millions of people killed in these countries, all the result of fabricated lies, lies upon lies. And as bad as it was, with death and destruction eradicating many innocent men, women, and children, people dead, debilitated, left homeless and destitute, counting, well, in the millions, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, and on and on and on. And yet, most sleeping Americans remained moot to the carnage because, after all, George W. Bush told everyone that, well, we had to take them out over there before they came over here. And Condoleezza Rice chirping about us seeing a mushroom cloud. And, well, so it went, pumping fear upon fear upon fear. But again, as bad as it was, and still is now, Ukraine and Syria and others, as bad as it was, folks, be warned. Constitution leaving, justice seeking Americans out to feel first on our own soil. Since the, I'm going to use the word, installation of creepy Joe Biden, millions of us have been poked, poison jabbed, like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Roger Stone or Peter Navarro or Rudy Giuliani, and all the way down to the former president. Something unheard of in all of U.S. history. And many others have been arrested. They've been imprisoned without trial or bail for more than 18 months. The majority peaceful and caused no harm to anyone. Yet still, they rot in a D.C. jail. Well, welcome to creepy, delusional, two-faced criminal Joe Biden's new America, folks. We were gaslighted on 9/11. We were gaslighted over the results of the 2020 election. We are being gaslighted right now by them pushing what the Biden administration and his minions know is a poisonous genetic altering experiment. Yet they keep on pushing. Why? Because to date, looking back, their technique has worked over and over and over again. Recently, however, I witnessed something of which the result, if not soon rectified and remedied, once knew it. Of what am I speaking? Creepy Joe Biden driving the nation in his 7-minute speech. Like 9/11, and like the Iraqi invasion, and like the Afghan invasion, and like the Libyan invasion, they always had a planned propaganda campaign leading up to justifying their weak excuses for Congress. Only that was over there. However, political halts and freefall nation by even mainstream sources regarding Biden's failed policies that, by the way, are too numerous to mention. They are bringing their same and here now. So, let me just cite a couple of quick examples of their lead up to Creepy Joe's speech last week, September 1st to be exact. I want you to listen to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, I believe it was just over 2 weeks ago, at a White House press conference. Mike, go ahead. If you've got it set up, play clip one. It's only 24 seconds. Go ahead.
president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
All right. That was Karine Jean-Pierre a couple weeks ago calling us, or people that are, you know, conservatives, extremists. But he tries to pigeonhole all his perceived dissenters into the MAGA Republican bucket to blame Donald Trump. But the truth is, Americans of all persuasions and all parties are coming to realize that menagerie of nonsensical and bungling, life-changing, and in their case of the mandatory jab, along with the exit from Afghanistan, the life-threatening decisions invoked by this psychotic Looney Tune, are not taking this country in the right direction. In fact, the mass majority of Americans, and that includes Republicans, Democrats, independents, people in all walks of life, politically affiliated or not, are starting to realize that this country could likely be run better if they'd installed Daffy Duck or Bozo the Clown. Biden and his handlers are aware of that, folks. They are also aware that the majority of Americans are being financially and physically hurt and many killed by the jab as a consequence of these draconian policies, and their ire, their anger, is slowly rising to the danger level, which is why I believe that Biden made this statement in a speech just a couple of weeks ago. And as I mentioned earlier, this, I think, is a lead up, folks. This is a propagandic lead up to what they want, which is a civil war. Listen to clip two. Mike, go ahead and play clip two. It's only
and for those brave right wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe. If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use. That's you.
You need an F-15, something more than a gun. In that statement, Biden is sending a message to anyone that may have in the back of their mind the Second Amendment as their line in the sand. For those brave right-wing Americans, if you want to fight against this country, you need an F-15. You need something more than a gun. What this numbskull fails to realize is that grassroots America, they don't want to fight against this country. They don't, we don't, and I don't want to fight against the founding principles that birthed the United States of America and its Declaration of Independence. But I dare say, folks, and I'm proud to say it, many will fight to prevent this nation from collapsing into a communitarian, totalitarian, fascist regime, which is exactly what Joe Biden and his handlers, based on their policies and actions, seem to be intent on doing. It is at this point in my report tonight, I wish to remind Creepy Joe of just a few things. A, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from who, folks? From consent of the government, i.e. us. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to either alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. That was penned, as I'm sure most of you know, July 4th, 1776, in the Declaration of Independence. And millions of brave Americans have given their lives since the birth of this nation to protect and defend those very beliefs, and millions will do it again if they are pushed too far. But I want to remind you of B, Creepy Joe. The Russian-Afghan War went on from December of 1979 to February of 1989, almost 10 years. Though the Russians didn't have F-15s, Joe, they both MiG-23s and attack helicopters, and to my knowledge, the Afghanis possessed neither of the above. But guess what, Joe? The Afghanis won that war, as they would never accept having their homeland occupied by a foreign invader. And further, the U.S. spent 20 years in Afghanistan with F-16s at their avail, Joe. Did we win, Joe? Now, folks, before I eviscerate this pathetic excuse for a leader and fillet his words spouted like the two-faced blowfish that he is, let me remind you that both the Declaration of Independence, along with all those brave Americans who gave their lives to defend its principles, weren't doing so for a geographic portion of land, but rather for an idea. And that idea was God-given, unalienable rights and freedom. An idea that the buffoon tried to pervert in his speech last week by using both the terms democracy and republic in the same speech. He used both terms, however, as buzzwords, craftily placed in efforts to raise patriotic emotion in the ignorant masses. Listening to the delivery, it was obvious that he knew not the definition of either term. Now, as you're about to hear from the excerpts that I'm going to share with you in just a few moments, this mental midget, devoid of conscience, he attempts to play on the emotions of the American people using these buzzwords in an attempt to both insult the intelligence as well as pervert the underlying principles of this country. And as I share these with you, and as you listen, I want you to think of 1984, folks. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. 2 + 2 = 5 if the government declares it. That's all according to George Orwell's book. And in Biden's America, you and I, in Biden's mind, are nothing more than a collective mass of Winstons, the main character in the 1948 book, psychologically and physically being tortured, harassed, and beaten, a method currently being used by the Biden policies that, in time, his regime believes will finally cause all of America to acquiesce, to surrender, and become both docile and submissive to his planned tyranny. Now, I'll begin in a moment, but first, I want to share with you a few excerpts from a September 1st article posted by William Jacobson's from the publication Legal Insurrection. And its title, Joe Biden Delivers One of the Most Menacing, Bitter, Angry, and Divisive Speeches in Modern U.S. Political History. He goes on to say, watch it. Remember it. Understand that Joe Biden is trying to provoke conflict. I want to emphasize that. Listen closely, folks. He's trying to provoke conflict. He wants it. His handlers want it. They launched this campaign about a month ago, and it's calculated. Joe Biden's speech, claiming to be a presidential address demanding free network coverage, went so far over the top, it's almost indescribable. I hear a break coming up. We'll be back in 3. I'll continue with this, folks. Stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report, coming to you on this Tuesday, September 6, 2022.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, to reiterate what I had said before the break, creepy Joe Biden's speech claiming to be a presidential address, demanding free network coverage, by the way, was so far over the top, it's almost indescribable. It wasn't just an attack on another candidate or a former president. It was a declaration of war in demonic terms, folks, on the roughly half of the electorate of this country who voted for that candidate. And I have to interject here. Not only do I agree with Williams' assessment of the speech, but it was so offensive that even mainstream ABC, NBC, and CBS refused to air it. Niles Gardner had it right when he said, and I quote, "Joe Biden's address in Philadelphia tonight is one of the most menacing, bitter, angry, and divisive speeches in modern U.S. political history. Hard to believe that a United States president can stoop to this level, condemning tens of millions of Americans as both enemies and a threat to democracy," end quote. The phrasing was what you would expect in a dictatorship preparing the ground for persecution and purge. Joe Biden said, MAGA Republicans embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. I'm going to expound on that a little bit later, but I want to start, as I watch this speech, as nauseating as it was, I want to start with the backdrop before Dictator Joe even took the stage. The building exterior was a faded brown brick, and rather than the norm of having Secret Service nearby, instead, two fully dressed chest medallioned Marines, members of the military, occupied the entryway, or stood by the entryway on either side. And as the band commenced playing Hail to the Chief, and Hitler's Reincarnate, the Creep, was announced, the military saluted, and the lighting against the gray brick backdrop escalated to a medium hue of red. And as soon as the Creep started to speak, the color deepened to a dark blood red, an ominous signal. Words yet unspoken, but the visual message conveyed, be afraid, be very afraid. Then the Creep opened his mouth, and the affirmation of Biden's demented vision for America began. About 4 minutes in, he started to paint the propagandic picture. Mike, go ahead and play clip three, if you will.
We must be honest with each other and with ourselves. What's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Well, folks, I completely agree with the Creep's first sentence. We have to be honest with each other and ourselves. Too much of what is happening in our country today is not normal. Oh, I couldn't agree more. He then, of course, goes on to blame Trump by saying, quote, Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very republic. Notice he's using republic and democracy interchangeably. Now, I'm going to share with you two events in history, and I want you to decide which is the closest to normal, because Joe Biden says what's happening in our country today is not normal, and I agree with him. It's not. But I want you to decide which is closest to normal. Just 3 years ago, under the Trump presidency, like him or hate him, by the way, we were experiencing low gas prices, low inflation, pragmatic foreign policy, immigration control, pro-life, a successful, well-mannered, intelligent family, fiscal budget restraint, etc. All that stuff. And now, today, under the Biden presidency, or the pseudo-presidency, we're experiencing high gas prices, record off-the-charts inflation, disastrous foreign policy, I want you to think Afghanistan and Ukraine, immigration completely out of control and not policed, criminal family enterprise, including both his brother and his son, the strange habit of sniffing little girls' hair and whispering in their ears, an advocate for sex changes for children, bloated deficits due to irresponsible and massive legislation forced through by a majority of his party. Now, ask yourselves, folks, again, like Trump or hate Trump, doesn't matter, which of those two scenarios sounds the most, quote, normal to you? And this hypocrite, this charlatan, has the audacity to claim that Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans are extremists and not normal. I hear the music coming up. We'll continue with this when I get back. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around, more to come, folks. I'm not half finished yet.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, Michael Herzog, I'm back. National Intel Report. Yeah, to reiterate once again, folks, this hypocrite, this charlatan, this installed imposter had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to claim that Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans are extremists and not normal. The question I have is, what planet did this lunatic come from? What spawned this monstrosity? What lack of brain cells or conscience could cause this Looney Tune to even stand on a stage and vomit such nonsense? Did we truly arrive in the Twilight Zone? Does he think that the majority of Americans are too stupid to realize that he is not just shoveling excrement, but dumping crap by the truckload on the unsuspecting, uneducated Americans' heads? But let's move on, all right? Listen to this one, folks. Play clip 4, Mike.
And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together, Together we can choose a different path.
Of course, he can't get it right even reading a teleprompter. To move forward while obsessing about the past? How do you do that? But Biden belches that MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Boy, I'll tell you what, judging by what I just shared with you a few minutes ago, I'd love to go backwards with lower gas prices, lower inflation, you know, policing the border, all that stuff. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. But he chose to leave out of this disastrous abomination of a speech what he views as the cherished rights to castrate little boys and give little girls double mastectomies. And I have to question just who is behind the scenes writing this nonsense. I also have to question what kind of drugs they must have had this buffoon loaded up with that he could even get on the stage and make such claims. I mean, they're not just borderline, folks. They are full tilt insanity. No right to choose? I mean, the Supreme Court in overturning Roe v. Wade just gave that power back to the states. Big deal. If you want to have an abortion, go to a state that allows it. No right to privacy? That claim coming from the guy who ordered the raid on Mar-a-Lago? The guy behind the order of SWAT teaming his opposition? No right to contraception? No right to marry who you love? Where is he pulling this nonsense from? Somewhere deep in the abyss of his anal cavity? Has the office of the presidency really sunk to the level of an Abbott and Costello skit? Who's on first? I don't know. No, he's on second. It's that bad, folks. And I'm sorry, folks. I can't even share any more of this mindless, delusionary drivel. I'm just going to give you an overview of the lies that he was perpetrating. He's labeled half of the country extremists. And I agree, more than half of this country is not extremists, but extremely concerned, and some even terrified of what this lunatic must believe a real American really is. This dunce obviously hasn't got a clue. We are a threat to the public and a threat to democracy. I mean, let's just scroll back to the summer of love in 2020. I mean, it was his party's own left-wing army of BLM and Antifa that succeeded in both damaging and destroying billions of dollars in property, burning down police stations, killing and looting businesses and maiming people and stores and police officers and private property. This demonic monster has the audacity to project and accuse peace-loving, make America great again, God-fearing, responsible, respectful Americans of the exact crimes that him and his party are responsible for committing. And if you have any doubt about that, I invite you to simply go to your computer and type in Antifa.com and see what pops up. It goes straight to the White House website, folks. That should show in spades all the naysayers exactly what they need to know. We are a threat to democracy, but all those criminal, property-destroying, intimidating thugs that burn down property that his party launched in the summer of 2020, they are not a threat to democracy. And it's a republic, by the way, but, you know, I'm going with his words, not mine. He said we are taking this country backwards. I just gave you an example of backward when I reminded you of the state of this nation just under 3 years ago with a, like him or not, sane, responsible leader. And I want you to listen to this accusation, folks, made by the buffoon. He said, and I quote, that we, us conservatives, okay, us freedom-loving individuals, we promote authoritarian leaders. We seek carnage and despair. We spread fear and lies. That the only way we can succeed is for everyone else to fail. We have no manners. We don't respect the Constitution. We don't believe in the rule of law. We don't recognize the will of the people. We thrive on anger and spread chaos. We live under a shadow of lies and don't respect the elections that we lose. Is he not projecting on conservative Americans everything, and I mean emphasizing everything, that him and his party have been carrying out since he started campaigning and even before? We promote authoritarian leaders. Is this, and I'll use the terms of John Statler, is this asshat not the epitome of an authoritarian leader? I mean, all you have to do is listen to his speech. We seek carnage and despair. Excuse me, but was it not him and his party that both witnessed and justified the 2020 summer of love, the carnage, and underplayed the resulting damage and despair of the victims? And was it not his own vice president that set up funding to bail the perpetrators out of jail? The only way that we can succeed, folks, is for everyone else to fail, according to Biden and his America. Well, I would say that our success is built on hard work and tenacity. And in comparison, creepy, your record of 49 plus years in politics, your record of success was built on conniving, on backdoor political and personal business dealings, voting whichever way the current wind blew, and nefarious personal business associations. Just take your order to have then sitting Duquesne President Viktor Yanukovych fire his prosecutor for investigating your son Hunter. And speaking of Hunter, just look at the evidence on your son's laptop, with damning evidence that your lapdog FBI has been covering up for the past nearly 2 years. We have no manners? Again, I refer you back to the summer of love. Do you believe that those who carried out the 2020 atrocities did so with manners, Creepy Joe? Evidently you do, as your own VP did her best to establish bail funding for the perps. And then, we don't respect the Constitution. Well, I ask you, Creepy Joe, did you respect it when you mandated vaccines for your employees and violated their rights? We don't believe in the rule of law, folks. Oh, but you do, Joe, after you threatened the Ukrainian president to withhold $1 billion from him unless he fired the prosecutor investigating your criminal son, Hunter. According to Joe, we don't recognize the will of the people. Well, gee, wasn't it the will of the people in the flight industry, the medical industry, all of the government agencies, etc., that you threatened with loss of their jobs if they didn't accept the poisonous jab? Wasn't it the will of the people that were violated when you condoned the closures of their schools, their churches, their businesses, when your minions ordered the lockdown of this country? Speaking of, we thrive on anger and spread chaos. No, Joe, we don't thrive on anger. We do, however, get angry whenever our questions remain unanswered and when we are lied to repeatedly by your staff, by your press secretary, and appointed unelected medical minions. The only chaos. What is going on here? Excuse my French here for a minute, folks. What's going on? Close. Okay. Yeah. The only chaos being spread is the confusion you continue to feed with your completely nonsensical and contrary to common sense policies. He goes on to say, we live under a shadow of lies and don't respect the elections we lose. Oh, well, gee, Joe, just look at your buddy Hillary, who still, to this day, claims that she lost the election with Russian collusion. Do you have that short of memory, Joe? And the shadow of lies we currently live under are the lies that you, Joe, continually spread about anything and everything that you do. And in closing, I want to give you my consensus on what we are both witnessing and facing, folks. This creep is accusing his opposition of doing everything that himself and his party have been caught doing over and over and over again. Bashing and attempting to vilify and criminalize those that he doesn't, or that don't agree with him. And why? Why go to the place where America was founded and bash your political opponents? Well, part of it is obviously to convince the uneducated people to vote for his party in the upcoming election. You couldn't devise a speech whose underlying message is to divide this country, all the while claiming that it wants to bring this country together and have it make sense to anyone with a functioning brain. Now, has the intellect of the American people really sunk to this level, folks, do you think? Do half of the American people actually believe that a speech like this would unite anyone? Does this maniac actually believe that words such as what he conveyed would be construed by the masses of promoting unity? All one has to do is look at his past actions as president and what damage has been caused to the American people. Actions that have caused massive inflation, for the catastrophic rise in gas prices, for a disastrous exit from Afghanistan, which left uncountless soldiers behind to be tortured and killed, from the tsunami wave of illegals flooding into this country as a result of his policies, with the Hitlerian restrictions and mandates and monstrous orders for forced vaccinations, in the threats of losing one's job or livelihood if they don't roll up their sleeve and succumb to allowing his paid-off medical Gestapo to inject a poison jab into not only the unsuspecting American public, but also in their children and their infant offspring. Folks, the hypocrisy in this is palpable. And rather than accept any accountability for his numerous illogical, economically damaging, disastrous decisions, he chooses to project both his own parties as well as his lunatic unelected officials' catastrophic maelstrom of bad choices on his political opponents. Folks, this is the exact playbook that Adolf Hitler used to purge his opposition. He also tried to claim that the opposition of which he was referring was only a, quote, small portion of the Republicans, the mega Republicans. Like it or not, spanning from early 2017 to the present, mega Republicans, anyone being endorsed by Donald Trump running for office from those dates, and by the way, this, what I'm going to share with you, is recorded by Ballotpedia, and from that record, the majority of Trump-endorsed candidates have gone on to win their respective elections. Biden knows this, and him and his criminal party are terrified at the numbers. In 2018, 58% of Trump-endorsed candidates won their elections. In 2020, 77% so far. In 2022, in the primary wins, this election has not yet happened. In the primaries, 92% of Trump-endorsed candidates have won the primaries. Now, do you think that this just might be a part of the motivation for such a damning dictatorial speech? Folks, they are terrified of losing power and dictatorial control in the midterms. And from all indications, based on the rhetoric contained in his Orwellian speech, not only is Biden's vision of America diametrically opposed to everything our founding fathers envisioned, but his words have been carefully chosen not only to demean, insult, and vilify his opposition, but also to convince the uneducated masses, using words like Republican democracy in a way that kind of shapes the thoughts of his Kool-Aid drinking followers, that his totalitarian Great Reset vision is freedom, while our founding fathers and vision of the Declaration of Independence is slavery. Again, think 1984, folks. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. 2 + 2 = 5. Why? Well, because Biden says so. Unfortunately, now, we must be on high alert for one or more possibly major false flags carried out by his FBI, CIA, or intelligence Gestapos. This monster is doing the exact opposite of promoting unity. Instead, he is refusing to accept accountability. He is projecting and blaming his political opposition, all the while claiming to be a president representing both sides and all desires of the people. Folks, a more Luciferian double-speaking oration has never in the history of this nation been delivered by any president, much less that one that occupies an office in the claim that he is president. Is it any wonder that the backdrop chosen could be construed depicting a dictator speaking directly from Hades? Okay, I think I've got a break coming up here. I haven't opened up the phone lines. I will after the break. I've got a caller on the line. Glenn in Philadelphia, I'll pick you up right after the break, my friend. Hold on. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come.
You'll have to pry from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it one shot at a time.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Where you spend money says a lot about what you value. I'm Peter Serafin, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Rather than 87,000 IRS agents, what if the federal government funded 87,000 school resource officers? That would be a school resource officer for two-thirds of the K-12 schools in the United States. That would be a big accomplishment if school shootings were really a priority. Or it could be a border patrol agent every 4/10 of a mile along the southern border to stop the fentanyl from flowing in. Fentanyl, that has become the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Instead, our government hires 87,000 agents of the Internal Revenue Service to collect your tax money for their pet projects. Clearly, our federal government values your money more than our children. Find more political news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Again, that's 512-248-8252. We got Glenn in Philly on the line. Glenn, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hello, Michael. Hi. You know,
In the course of his ad hominem screed, our peerless leader failed to point out that we are ugly and our mothers dress us funny, and that this makes us truly deplorable. But I know it was all
pretty much
a lot of ad hominem name calling going on there. I wanted to point out that oftentimes heads of state are not necessarily the most incisive military minds. Just to recall, back during the first Gulf War, General Schwarzkopf was quick to point out that Saddam Hussein was no military genius. Well, neither is Joe Biden by bringing up this F-15 issue. And that quote's a little bit dated at this point. But, okay, F-15s versus the public. And rifles aren't good enough. Back in World War II, when Emperor Hirohito asked Admiral Yamamoto to attack the west coast of the United States, he respectfully declined, and putting his neck on the line.
Right.
And when the emperor asked him, to explain himself and say why he wouldn't do it, he complained that they would be facing an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass. And the numbers of rifles owned by Americans is not diminished at this point. There are a great, great many armed Americans in this country. So I'm not sure F-15s really have a whole lot to do with that, unless he's planning on a lot of collateral damage and very much
Glenn, I can interject on that, because as I mentioned earlier on in the broadcast, the 10-year Russian-Afghan war, the Afghanis ultimately won that war. The Russians retreated because they were guerrilla fighters. They refused to give up their own soil, their own land that they had been on for thousands of years. And I could also use Vietnam as an example. We fought that war for, I don't know how many years, 12, 13 years, whatever it was. And ultimately, we retreated. The reason is because, it's the same thing, okay? We weren't going to win that war. But, I mean, look, just look at past experience. Look at what has happened, or look at 20 years in Afghanistan. That wasn't a winnable war. We pulled out of that war. We shouldn't have pulled out the way we did, but we pulled out, left thousands of Americans behind. But the point is this. Is that he's talking about F-15s, which is kind of antiquated anyway, because we don't use them anymore.
No, they're
F-16s.
You're not up to speed on the planes, my friend. The F-16, F-15 both have been out a long time. The F-15X is going to replace the F-35. Just so you know.
Wait a minute. The F-15X? Is that what you said?
Yes, indeed.
Glenn?
Yep. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. If you want something else, we've got to go up to the top of the hour break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. But stick around if you want to interject something else. We'll be back in two.
Right.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
We must take America back. Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
cows, too.
Easoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.